Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
This weekend had a few kids' parties that my wife and I and my son, we had to go to. Had a first birthday party in the afternoon, second birthday party in the morning.
Wild weekend. Stop rubbing it in my face.
At one of the parks in Mount Dunedin. Nothing makes you feel more alive than, oh, we haven't bought a present. On the day of the party. So we head into town. We're on Paco just looking for a few things. And like 2-year-old girl. So you go, all right, let's just clothes. Clothes is a good one. And like cute clothes you can find on different.
No offense, I love your son Jack.
Yeah.
But little girls' clothes, so much better than little boys' ones.
That doesn't just stop at little girl. That's throughout life. Yeah. Girls have way more options. It looks so much better. But I realized something. So my son Jack, he's one and a bit now. The last 2 weeks, he's really just decided walking is
sprinting.
His preferred method of movement. So he just wants to walk. So I get it. So I was carrying him around and he starts doing this little shake, which I'm like, all right, well, he wants to get down and have a bit of a walk.
Yeah.
So we're on Paco. And as you know, there's so many cafes and stuff on Paco. So I put him down. I'm holding his hand because he loves, he's very independent. He'll walk by himself, but then he just feels a bit safer holding onto my finger.
It's just showing you around. Dad, have you seen this?
Pretty much. Have you seen this brick? Have you seen this leaf? Have you seen this leaf? That's pretty much how our walks have been. And so we're walking and I know my wife feels the same about this as well. He's the extrovert that neither of us were expecting. It's two people that are probably a little bit more introverted, like to kind of keep to ourselves. Anyone walking past, this kid will just be dead staring you in the eyes with the biggest smile on your face. And the kicker is he's got red rosy cheeks. Mm-hmm.
Adorable.
He's got a few teeth and he was wearing overalls on the
day. Oh my God,
I'll never get anything done at this rate, and especially at the speed we're walking. But what I realized is that he's a chick magnet.
Oh.
And it was so bizarre. I had so many.
Tim, you're wearing your wedding ring.
I know. It was so bizarre. And I felt like after it happened, I had to go back to my wife and be like, you won't believe just what's happened. Because young girls have never come up to me my whole life. Or girls my age, whatever. Mm. Women have never come up to me ever. All I needed was a son.
It's like you were wearing Lince Africa.
Yeah,
throwing themselves
at
you.
They were running through the glass. And they're walking up and they're because he's eyeballing them. He's not really giving them a choice.
Yeah.
He's not giving them an option to just not say anything.
And look, I don't want to, put words in your mouth, but Jack's a bit of a flirt.
Oh, he is. He does this thing where he puts his finger in his mouth and it's kind of like, what are you doing?
And he knows exactly what he's doing.
And then we're just walking. And again, because he's one and a bit. His walking pace is about 1 meter per 1 minute. So we're not, and just, I think I moved maybe two shops down, but I think at one point there were five women surrounding me just wanting to look at his overalls and he's going, baby, baby, because that's his new favorite word of the moment.
Yeah.
And he's pointing at them, calling them baby. And I'm like, well, if he does it, fine. I do it. Not fine. So it is good to know that if all else fails with the marriage.
Oh, Timothy!
None of them talk to me specifically. but yeah, really, it actually made me feel quite nervous because, again, I'm not a big people talker to, whatever that is. You know what I mean? This is what I mean.
I think it's nice to know that Jack won't follow in his father's footsteps and might actually have some luck with the ladies.
Yeah. He takes after his mum.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I'm about to tell you a story, and it's going to take you on a bit of a roller coaster. And just when you think, oh, this is getting a bit grim, Jess, I'm going to bring it home. Okay?
Because often you do that, but you never bring it home.
Yeah.
Or when you take us down a dark alley and you go, geez, it's dark down here, isn't it? Anyway.
And then I just leave you there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you home.
All right, let's go.
Okay, all right. So a woman in the UK went on holidays, right? And she left her cat at home. Her neighbours were looking after the cat. Unfortunately, when she got home from her holiday, her neighbours let her know that, hey, I'm so sorry, your cat drowned in the local pond.
Oh, it's a dark alley. We're there.
Don't worry. I've got to hold my hand. We're getting out of it.
Okay.
So she took the cat to the local vets, cremation done, was going back to pick up the ashes, and as she's about to leave, a cat walked in through her cat door, And it was her cat.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Wrong cat.
Wrong cat.
Wrong cat drowned.
The cat's name was Ted.
This is real Ted.
Real Ted came home. Apparently, real Ted had just run away. Some other cat had unfortunately drowned. And so
it looks similar to real Ted.
Apparently so. And she didn't believe it at first. She was like, oh my God, what is
that
Ted?
The ghost of Ted passed.
And so then she had to go and pick up these ashes of someone else's cat that they had written not dead Ted on.
Oh, no, they didn't.
They did. So she just has these random ashes now. But Tim, this is going to be hard for you as not a cat owner. You would probably not understand. If you've ever had a cat that's an outdoor cat, sometimes they can just disappear.
For how long?
Sometimes for long times.
Just keep your pet is all I'd say. Just have the whereabouts.
And this
of
is
it.
What I wanted to ask on 52232955, because that's pretty amazing story. Like, that's a pretty quick turnaround that, you know, she was gone for a few days. The cat's gone missing. It's come home, right? But sometimes cats can disappear for months on end and then miraculously make their way back
home. And it's a normal thing in the cat-owning community to just be, oh, geez, I haven't seen Mittens in 4 days. That's totally normal.
A friend of my mum's, her cat went missing. 6 months later, it showed up 3 suburbs away.
Just bowls of milk right around the eastern suburbs.
I don't know how they do it. Sometimes they get out. And then they can't find their way home. They come back months later. It's
very bizarre.
52232955. Have you had a pet disappear and then return to you?
Right.
Right?
I mean,
maybe they've gone runabout. Maybe they came back a few days later. Maybe it was a few months. Maybe it was years. We want to hear about it. Because I love these sorts of stories. Like, finding out, that is devastating. Thinking your cat is gone and then it just casually wandering in through its cat door. Hilarious.
But now you've got the ashes of a random kitty.
Who is the cat? Who is it?
It's not real Ted.
I told you we'd come out of the dark tunnel.
It's still quite, I don't know. If we could turn more lights on, I'd be happy, but I get it.
52232955. When has your pet made a huge return? Anthony from Armstrong Creek, you had a pet cockatoo?
Yeah, I did, It disappeared for a whole month and made its way back. That was going back a few years ago. But we ended up coming back a month later.
That's impressive, Anthony, because when we were kids, we lived on a farm and we had two budgies, whatever they are. And
is this Slim and Dusty?
Slim and Dusty.
Sure.
And dog knocked over the bird cage and birds got out, flew away. I was convinced. I was like, oh, well, they're house birds, so they'll fly back. I think it's been 25 years.
Wow. Still
it's been
no
25
return.
Years, Anthony. So the fact, so your cockatoo came back home.
Yeah, it was quite funny. We're all amazed about it. You know, you just couldn't believe it. You know, I thought we actually completely lost him because we all thought that he flew off to the Yuyangs up that area, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yuyangs, it's a good place to get out to. Now, is this one of the cockatoos that can speak? Did it come back and tell you were like, what's going on?
Yeah, he did talk, but not to do what he did. But he was a very talkative cockatoo, yeah.
What would he say?
Well, no, he'd just say hello, and start dancing.
Hello.
And dancing. Make funny sounds.
Just needed some meat. Just needed some me time. So the cockatoo didn't come back telling any amazing stories, but it just came back like it was any other day. Just there you go.
Sometimes life isn't always greener on the other side.
He just went for a holiday by himself, and this is while it was in summer.
Yeah, I mean,
got out and about.
Yeah, it's easy to get up the Yuyangs with wings. I do agree. All right, Anthony.
Well, a few people got in touch and goes, oh, we're pretty sure it was the same cockatoo up here at the Yuyangs. We're seeing one flying around.
You're going, hello, like, watch this. Hello, hello. Have you seen me throw it back? Hello. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Now, what I would like to discuss is something that I think I got to be involved with when I was in primary or high school. I can't remember exactly. My memory is not too flash. But
okay.
Jess, yourself, and if you're listening right now, you might have got to experience this. Did you ever go to either of your parents' work for the bring your kid to work day?
Oh, no. No, I never did.
Now, I know that because your parents managed a cleaning supply shop.
Every day was bringing it to work day.
After you finish school, it's you go off to the shop and you illegally help out the business, right?
Well, we had a room out the back of the shop, and it was supposed to be a storage room, but Mum and Dad put like a TV and a couch in there.
We'd go
to the shop after school and do our homework from there, and then we'd all go home together at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I just, at the childcare center that my mum was managing, I'd just sit in her office and play with pens until Dad got there.
There wasn't a 12-year-old's room at the childcare center.
Unfortunately not. I was a bit too big for the falls and up. Because I've seen this thing on Reddit, and this person is saying, hey, I work somewhere, and they're having a bring your kids to work day. There's going to be around 250 kids running around the office. I'm not against kids, but I don't see the day being productive at all. Am I being like a bit of a downer by feeling that this is not going to be productive for the day?
Not to be that guy that compares kids to dogs. But
here we go. Strap in.
Do you remember in our old workplace, we had a bring your dog to work day? And there were about
You take it in turns. It was like once a month someone would bring their dog wasn't it?
It started off it continued as a once a month thing, because the first time they did it, don't you remember there was like 8 dogs in the building?
Oh, it was all the wheeze, poos and fights.
And no one got anything done because there were so many dogs in the building and they were all getting loose. Around the office, there was no work done that day. So then they started making it once a month. Right. You can bring one dog in.
Because I vividly remember like sitting at Dad's desk.
Really?
At the company he worked at. He was a purchasing clerk. So he was like, well, I order the parts.
Yep.
This is how I order them.
Thrilling
or,
as a child.
I'll call someone and I'll be like, hey, where are those parts? Mm. We need those parts so that we can make our product. And I go, right. And we're here for a whole day, are we, Dad? But I tell you what, it was very. I went on later to work with Dad at that business, and what a job! What an awful thing to continuously do. But I've been thinking about it because I bring a kid to work day. I feel like it might be more of a high school thing than a primary school thing.
Because
at least in high school, you can be like, all right, well, this is a workplace. In the next 5 years, you probably might be working here. I know this is an idea that has, because a few people were offering different suggestions, like, what about bring a goat to work day? That'll increase chaos if that's what you're aiming for. No. And this might not be the first time you've heard of this if you are listening. I think a bring your friends to work day.
Fantastic.
Because,
yes.
What are your friends doing for a living?
And my best mate, me and her, we exchange stories about work all the time. We'd be like, oh, tell me, what happened with, Linda? Did Linda from purchasing, did she make that error again? And I know all the cast of characters at her workplace.
Okay.
She knows all the cast of characters at our workplace. It would be great for us to, a meet.
Or even, bring your partner in.
Mm.
Like, I know some people go, oh, yeah, my partner's so-and-so. What does he do? I'm not sure.
I couldn't tell you what my husband does for a living. I'm sure he works.
Why? But
he uses spreadsheets a lot.
It's sad that when I'm out with you and someone goes to you, Jess, so what does your husband do? I have to answer it?
Yeah.
That is sad,
He's explained it to me so many times.
It's quite simple.
It's not. It's complicated.
He's an energy trader.
Yeah.
So he buys and sells energy and sells it off and moves it around to where it needs to be.
Mm.
What are you not understanding about that?
I don't get it.
You need.
Where is he getting the energy from? Why is he selling it? How is he doing that? How does he ship it to them?
Maybe,
does he ship it to them?
Okay, maybe we need I don't listen to my partner, bring it day to work, because I think that's probably going to be more beneficial. But I think you should get to nominate, maybe even if it's just a person. Maybe it's a kid. Maybe it's like bring your nan to work because you've always wanted to have your nan there.
Just a VIP day.
Yeah.
Very important person.
I like it. Yep. Let's get it moving across the Long Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
This is Tim and Jess.
Going to ask a question. You know how sometimes you overthink something and you've forgotten how you actually would answer it because you've heard the options too many times?
Right.
Like whether it's along the same lines of you know how every state something's called different? It's like, all right, do you wear bathers or your swimmers?
Yeah.
Your togs, your cozzies, your swimsuits, whatever it is.
Yep.
When you hear so many options over and over again, initially you go, well, of course, this is how I would say it. But I've been thinking about something, and now I've actually forgotten my stance.
Oh.
And I would love to get a bit of clarity, especially if you are born and raised in Geelong, 52232955.
Because, sometimes Geelong have different answers to the rest of Victoria as well.
If you're going to get food for, say you want to order some food out.
Yeah.
Because you can't be bothered cooking tonight.
Mm-hmm.
what would you order? Like, not the specific thing. What would you order?
Like, takeaways.
Takeaways? Takeaways.
I think I've just longified it. Okay. Sorry.
So you would say takeaway, not take out.
I would never say take out.
Okay. Because I don't know what I say. Because I've seen an argument online and it's like, is it takeaway or is it takeout?
Obviously it's takeaways.
Yeah, there's a third option. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is it takeaway or is it takeout?
Right.
Because I'm trying to find the key that unlocks the answer to this in my brain.
Am I correct in saying that takeout feels more American?
Dunno. Never ordered takeout. Yeah. Oh, I guess, yeah, it could be. Let's get some takeout.
Yeah.
That's kind of, but takeaway or takeaways is probably more Australian. Apparently, 30 years ago, no one was saying takeout. So maybe you're right. It is the Americanism of takeout. Maybe
it's like how we all of a sudden celebrate Halloween now.
You're the one pushing that more than anyone in this building.
I've never pushed Halloween.
Mate, every year, behind the scenes, every year we'll be doing planning and Jess will be like, guys, we've got to come up with something for Halloween. And everyone's like, yeah, sure, whatever. You're like, no, seriously, it's a big day on the calendar. You got to look at this.
You'll never catch me saying takeout.
No. Maybe it is like, oh, yeah, maybe we'll just get takeaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll just. I'm trying to put myself in that conversation. Like, can you pretend to be my wife?
Okay, sure.
Right now, Tim, let's do a bit of role play.
Oh, can't be bothered cooking tonight, Tim. You want to.
Well, that's not my fault. Sorry. Okay. Oh, sorry. I was just going into natural.
I'm thinking, why don't we order something in?
Oh, we had takeaway last night.
See, it's there takeaway. It I knew it.
We can't afford this. Think of the children.
But I want takeaways, please.
Are we cut?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I was worried that we were going to have a full-blown argument like I did in my house. Okay, so it is. So it's takeaway. So that's what we're leaning towards, takeout. I hadn't considered the Americanism of takeout. Now I'm so annoyed that I've even let that become an option to me. Oh, thank you for letting me
roleplay
that. Next
you'll be saying out. Sidewalk.
Or sidewalks. I went on the sidewalks to Safeways. To get some takeaways.
I miss Safeways.
Still there. It's Woolies. It's still, I know that you're struggling with it, but it is Woolies and it's there.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.